Bluetooth and Wi-Fi still deliver on hacks, Pac-Man attacks M1 chips, and somebody hacked some telcos. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for June 14th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. I have a new merch alert, which I also mentioned last week. This is the ThreatWire SAO Totem Board. It's an electronic board powered by micro USB that can be used to power these tiny devices called simple add-ons. These are limited edition, so once they sell out, they are gone for good. So get them while you can from my personal shop, which is snubsy.com/shop. Thank you for supporting my content in whichever way you do it. I do have a sinus infection, so I'm going to try to work through it. Let's go ahead and get started with today's news. Two recent studies on smartphone signals by two separate universities this week have shown how data transmitted can be used to obtain information about phones that the owners are not aware are being broadcasted. The first of these is a study on Wi-Fi by the University of Hamburg in Germany, which found that when capturing probe requests from phones of random people passing nearby, they could obtain additional information about those phones. The researchers conducted this experiment in November with six antennas on a busy pedestrian area in Germany. They captured over 250,000 probe requests in a period of about 3 hours, with about 46% of that being 2.4 gigahertz. And 54% being 5 gigahertz. They also captured over 58,000 SSIDs that were broadcasted, some of which included strings of numbers that were likely initial passwords of home routers that were never changed. So what are the implications of SSID broadcasts like this? Well, there's the obvious ones, which if you're listening, you're probably thinking, Wi-Fi pineapples. There's malicious hotspots and persistent tracking, and device manufacturers have implemented MAC address randomization to help with this. The researchers found that there is still a large percentage market share of older mobile OSs, which did not have MAC randomization for every communication request and response. So as such, older models are more vulnerable to tracking. Users can upgrade their OS or hardware if software upgrades are no longer available. You can also remove old SSIDs no longer in use or needed with your Wi-Fi settings, and you can disable auto-joining of networks. Advanced network settings also allow for silencing of probe requests, but the drawback is slower connections, problems discovering hidden networks, and higher battery consumption. Now, if all of this sounds familiar, that's because it is. The Wi-Fi Pineapple and Dark Matter's Wi-Fi Kraken have done extremely, extremely similar studies many times. The second study is on Bluetooth. In this study, researchers at the University of California, San Diego, discovered that they could track device owners based on unique fingerprinting obtained through Bluetooth signals. The attacker in this case would need an SDR to sniff Bluetooth low energy beacons, which transmit from mobile devices at 500 beacons per minute, which allows for user features like finding a lost device, for example. Within the BLE signal, the researchers focused on two different values. These are called carrier frequency offset, or CFO, and the IQ. They claim that these two values vary from device to device, as slight imperfections in timing for the packets can be calculated and matched up to the MAC address. This is due to unique physical layer fingerprints that happen during manufacturing of the actual physical Bluetooth chipsets. Now, the good part is out of 600 plus unique devices tested against, they were able to find about 47% with unique fingerprints. So this would not work against all devices all the time. There are a lot of factors that make this really hard to pull off as well, such as proximity, the temperature, transmission power for the beacons, the quality of the SDR, etc., etc. So to mitigate, redesigning Bluetooth could be necessary, but the researchers are looking into device firmware fixes, as well as hardware level defenses. Researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, aka CSAIL, discovered a way to attack the pointer authentication in Apple's M1 chip to gain arbitrary code execution on Macs. Now, this attack would require physical access and a memory bug that would first be blocked by the pack, but then escalated into a severe issue by bypassing those pack defenses. So the pointer authentication sets up a cryptographic signature, which is called pointer authentication code, or PAC, or PAC, to detect and block strange changes to a system that could lead to data leaks or compromised Macs. But in this case, the pointer authentication code is triggered, then bypassed, leading to the arbitrary code execution. The trigger created something called a pack oracle, which tells if the authentication code matches up to a specified pointer. This oracle cannot crash if the match is incorrect, but the researchers then brute force any possible values using the oracle. In a tweet, the researchers stated that this was a way to defeat pointer authentication and forge kernel pointers from user space. Now, Apple won't be able to patch this issue, and according to the company, it does not present a danger since it depends on other vulnerabilities to work. But keeping a device updated with patches will help protect against this, since the attack, which is dubbed Pac-Man, uses bugs that could be exploited to trigger the pointer authentication. So on its own, Pac-Man cannot compromise your machine, but it builds upon other bugs to cause further issues. The MIT researchers will be presenting their findings at the International Symposium on Computer Architecture on June 18th. Real quick, I want to say the biggest of shout-outs to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. And a huge thank you to everyone who joins the Alliance on patreon.com/threatwire. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about hacking them telcos. Now, about a week ago, I saw this cryptic tweet from a security researcher that I follow that simply said, "Hey everyone, please update your routers." And everyone's reply to that tweet was basically just, "Well, guess I'm working overtime tomorrow because you're probably talking about a vulnerability." So it turns out the FBI, NSA, and CISA are alerting US industries about 16 different flaws in networking devices from 10 different brands that are being used by state-sponsored attackers from China to steal and manipulate network traffic. The brands affected include Cisco, Fortinet, Netgear, MikroTik, Pulse Secure, Citrix, Dradek, D-Link, QNAP, and Zycel. All of the flaws being exploited are publicly known problems that were disclosed anytime between 2018 to 2021, mostly rated as critical. Now, the PRC, or the People's Republic of China, has used these flaws to attack networks since at least 2020. They have used them to target both VPN services as well as public-facing applications. Now, in most cases, the government agencies found that small business routers, NAS devices, and enterprise VPNs were targeted the most, but even more critical is the attackers' compromise of telecommunication companies and network service providers' specialized equipment. So telcos were being attacked using SQL commands to dump admin creds from databases on Radius servers. Cisco and Juniper routers were hit with automated scripts that would set up a secure shell and execute commands. The smaller equipment like routers, small business NASs, are being used for routing of traffic for command and control. The attackers are using routers to exfiltrate and manipulate that traffic. So, how do admins mitigate for this? Well, updating devices, isolating compromised ones, replacing end-of-life hardware, disabling open and unused port access, and enabling MFA for users are all recommended steps. My YouTube is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. Do not forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet. Also, we finally hit 800,000 subscribers. Wow, that's amazing. I might be sick with a sinus infection, but 800K, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support and for subscribing. That's amazing.